Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy right across the country. I wish you could have seen it about 5 minutes ago. Yesterday, I saw Tommy's ass. Yes. Carrie, you changed in the studio. I didn't realise that's a thing that happens.
Okay, hold on. Sorry, just to be clear, I thought we covered the camera. You didn't see anything, did you?
Caitlin, the producer, did a horrible job of covering, but I did my eyes.
I was about to say, I thought it was covered. I'm very excited today.
Thinking our pre-show showers were in private.
I'm very excited today because I just gave you an interview gift that because we've had a great year together. It's our last week on air together, and now I can't wait for mine.
You gorgeous person.
Yep.
You gave me, I've got a new place and... You know, I'm a tunes! And you gave me an outdoor speaker that
so
will
so you can have for your parties and stuff.
Out. Yeah, and I thought it was only fitting that I get you a gift as well.
I know.
You shut your eyes.
Okay.
And you hold out your hand.
Okay. This is fun. Oh, what's that? Oh, a can. Yeah. A can of what? A can of beer. I don't even drink beer.
I've heard you've never had a beer before, so you're welcome.
I don't think we can drink on air.
I haven't had a beer before.
Do you know, genuinely, I've never had a can of beer.
Crack it open.
Can I? Can you crack it open?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah. I can't drink my speaker, can I?
Well, I'm going to go have my first beer while we play a tune.
All right.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Might just be Tommy because I gave Carrie her first sip of beer ever.
No, I've had a couple of sips. I've never had a can of beer before.
And this could be a slippery slope. If you don't make it onto the project tonight, we know. Just down the local pub punting, yelling at the screen.
I do realise I've been missing out though. Because the first time I had a taste of beer was when I was younger and I was, as a girl, I was like, ooh, that tastes gross. And then I've just never really gone there again.
God, that tastes gross.
Anyway, what I want to talk to you about is because I think you may have had a few beers before what happened to you happened on Saturday night, which has left you with the weirdest marks on your body.
I'm covered in strange marks.
You've got what looks like a hickey on the side of your neck, and I haven't seen a hickey since 1999.
But you touched...
I don't need to touch it again.
It's like a burn,
right? It's actually like a burn, but it just looks like that.
Yeah, it's raised and scabbed, and then you can see, look, I'm bruising where my tattoo stops. I'm bruised all up here.
All up your arm. Biceps.
All here.
You're all bruised. You've got like a cut on the other side of your arm.
Under my
leg. You're like got like rope burn.
Like welts under there.
And then last, just before we ended the show yesterday, don't do it again. I've seen it. Don't do it again. Flash me your top part of your buttocks.
Do it again.
And you've also, don't do it again, mate. I've already gone on to people and said I don't want to see that again. And the top of your bottom, you have a mark there, a big long welt.
I've got a welt across my whole bum.
What happened?
I don't know. And I think one of my fingers might be broken.
What?
I'm not sure.
No,
I can't,
it's not.
I
Show
can't
me.
Grab
Put
anything
your arm
with
up.
It.
Put your hand up. Let's just see.
Look at this
can
one.
Can you bend it?
Look at this. Look at what's happened to my pinky
here.
Yep. See how my other pinky's normal?
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
The other one's going off to the side.
Yeah,
I think you have. Okay, so we do know you were at a Bucks night, a Bucks weekend.
I was best man. So it was I was feeling stressed about organising everything and a storm came through and ruined all the plans. And then I don't know what happened, and I've woken up covered in injuries.
Do you have any idea?
No. Well, so here's the thing. It was fancy dress, right? And we were all dressed as jockeys, and the buck was dressed as a horse.
Oh,
hilarious.
Okay.
Because we're geniuses.
We know what's happened
here. It was basically a Mensa.
You were riding the buck around, and you've fallen off.
Maybe, but then I'm assuming that line across my... a few of the jockeys had whips. And so I'm assuming the line across my ass is a whip from one of the jockeys who's got a bit too aggressive.
If you had a partner, this would be so hilarious for you to try to explain to her.
Well,
if you woke up the next morning and this is what you had and you're like, well, honey, the thing was, no, it was a guy. We were riding around on Johnny's back because he was the horse and we were the jockey.
Babe, honestly, it's not what it looks like.
Did anyone else get hurt?
I may have... Nearly broken my friend's nose accidentally.
What?
So.
When you were being the horse and the jockey?
No. He was trying to give me money for a bar tab that I'd set up. I refused to accept it.
Yeah.
He tried to put money in my pocket and as he did, he pushed me over. And then the boys decided wrestle for the right to the money, right? I thought...
Now I'm understanding why bucks nights are not a good idea.
No, they're not a good idea at all. But here's what I want to know, because I reckon this happens to a lot of people. I want to know, what injury did you wake up with? Because so often, don't you think you go, you go to get out of bed and you just go, oh, that's weird. I don't remember
and
that.
And as you get older, it's like a hip and stuff.
Yeah. And you're like, how did I hurt my back? Oh, sleeping. I slept funny and I hurt my back. I hate it when you do your neck. You know, back in the day, you were like,
dancing on a dance floor until 2 a.m. Yeah. No, I just did my neck because the pillow was a bit too firm.
Yeah. Oh, I must have slept on my side again. Oh, no. I didn't fall off a podium. I wasn't playing footy. I think I slept on my side.
All right, 13-10-60. What injury did you wake up to?
Yeah, what did you wake up to? Yeah. And even if you then look back and you go, I vaguely remember it, what are you doing?
It's just really hot in here. I'm getting hot, so I just put the beer on my head and it feels really good.
I feel like, you know how they've knocked a lot of the other drive shows off? Like, we are one of the only drive shows still remaining on radio.
I think they should have knocked us off too.
Yeah, I'm looking around, I'm covered in bruises. You've got a beer on your head. And I'm like, oh, this is why they knock you off a week early. This is what happens otherwise.
We are still taking calls though, so injuries so you've woken up to. Give us a call now.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm black and blue. I'm covered in bruises and I don't really know why. The injuries I woke up to from a Bucks turn that I had to organise on the weekend, and I've got a huge welt across my
whole... We don't think it was anything saucy. We just think innocent injuries and you don't know how you got them.
Wouldn't I kill for it to be saucy?
I know. It's not though.
That'll never happen. I'm too vanilla for my own
good. Yeah, you are. Yeah. Jason's on the line. Jason, what injury did you wake up to, mate?
Well, I feel Tommy's pain because I'm much like him, you know, always Legend. Covered in bruises and things. Being 6'4", I'm pretty lanky and tend to have lots of ankle injuries. But my most recent one, I woke up with a purple tailbone. And I later found out that me and some of the boys decided to get some form of deathmatch Spartan wrestling going on a concrete driveway.
Yeah, the boys. And is it? So, what move would that be? Some kind of leg drop gone wrong?
Could be,
mate. Was it a broken coccyx?
No. It happened 2 weeks ago. I'm back at work. It's just still painful.
Tricky being 6'4" and never being able to sit down too. Yeah.
Do you know the only thing worse than not being able to sit down is having to sit on one of those inflatable donuts.
Oh, like I did that after I had a baby.
Did you?
Oh, but the relief is so much better than sitting on your coccyx.
Did you ever put ice at the bottom of it?
Yep. Not just at the bottom. There was lots of ice going on it. Oh, wow. That tube this was is amazing.
There's too much
you hear
going.
Me, sisters, if you're listening, you know what I'm talking about. Ange, what
Are we taking different calls now? When have you iced you downstairs?
Ange, what injury did you wake up to?
I woke up to a dislocated jaw after spending a night out.
Wow. Was it from what I wished my whipping was from? Was it any kind of...
No, it was like dancing in between two levels at the club and didn't go down so well. Obviously.
You fell down.
Went down.
Oh.
And how do they put a jaw back in? Can you just do that yourself or do you have to go to the doctors and go...
I didn't realise until the next day, so I woke up and was like, I couldn't open my mouth. So I had to go to my chiro and she had to put it back in.
You know, Ange, I woke up, and we've talked about this on our show a few months ago, I woke up once with locked jaw. I couldn't open it, and it was locked shut, and it was locked shut for a very long time.
Now, it was at the same time that Gary just had a baby. She was icing both ends. It was weird stuff. Tara, finish us off. What injury did you wake up with?
I sleepwalk, and I woke up with a sprained ankle.
Sprained ankle from sleepwalking.
What did you? Where did you think it happened? Maybe in the bathroom or?
I don't know. Like, because I sleepwalk, it's always hilarious to wake up and figure out what I did during the night. But even my partner can't tell me what I always do. And that time, like, he couldn't tell me what I did. And to this day, I have no idea. But I had to take 2 weeks off work.
So I don't get sleepwalking. My mum used to sleepwalk. She used to wake up and she would have painted rooms. In her sleep.
Really?
And picked fruit in the orchard.
Oh, I hate to tell you. but your mum's just getting old and forgetting that she's hired a painter and a gardener.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Feeling crappy?
We want you to get happy.
Hi, I'm fitness trainer Tiffany Hall.
And I'm clinical psychologist Cass Dunn.
Our podcast, Crappy to Happy, gives you the tools to feel happy and awesome.
It's not about a drastic life overhaul. It's simple strategies for physical and emotional health.
If you're into living and feeling better, you'll love Crappy to Happy.
Download the app or listen now at podcast1.com.au.
No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Okay, some big news to start with. House of Cards, right? Seven Casey. You know Seven Casey.
Kevin Stacey. Seven Casey.
He's Kevin Spacey's brother. Seven Casey. Anyway,
wow.
Sorry, the little sip of beer I had must have gone to my head. Kevin Spacey was suspended from House of Cards amid the stream of sexual harassment allegations. Netflix can.
I can start it again. You want me to start the whole thing again?
Okay, let's start it again.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Oh.
Okay, do you remember how Kevin Spacey was suspended amid a stream of sexual harassment allegations and Netflix confirmed that they wouldn't be letting him come back to the series of House of Cards? Okay, so they've been deliberating, trying to decide what to do with the sixth and final season, and they've decided to push ahead, but they're no longer going to have his character. Instead, the whole show is going to be based around his wife in the show, who's the character Claire Underwood, played by Robin Wright. So she's going to go on and he's not going to be in it. She's going to be in it on her own.
Right. I'm sure for House of Cards fans, I don't know,
Well, do you know, here's my thing, right? Mm. Great. Great decision. She's such a strong character. She can go it alone. She can carry the whole series on her own. I think it's brilliant. In fact, the plot line was almost headed towards that anyway, right? So, my only concern is if it doesn't do as well, everyone's going to say it didn't do as well without Kevin Spacey in it, and then he becomes the hero, which he doesn't deserve to become.
You know, they could just do the thing that Neighbours used to do, where they just replace the actor,
but
not mention anything. They're like, hey, Kevin Spacey's character's black now. And everyone's like, yeah, he always was. What are you talking about?
Speaking of actors, now, you haven't seen House of Cards, but you have seen Titanic, yeah?
I actually haven't seen Titanic.
What?
I'm sorry.
How have we not seen
Titanic? I know this is the derailing thing, but I haven't seen it.
It's not derailing. Well, I've had my first taste of beer this show. Somehow we need to get you to watch the five-hour Titanic in the next half an hour.
Gosh, aren't they equally fun for both of us?
Well, Kate, you know that Kate Winslet's in it and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo,
yes, and there's all those famous scenes together. The movie is about the two of them.
Yeah.
It's about
Love story.
Jack and Rose.
It's a ship story.
It's a love story.
And that's all I know about it.
Anyway, Icebergs, Kate Winslet.
Big winner. Love.
Yes.
Big loser.
Yes. Kate Winslet has gone on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and she told him about auditioning for James Cameron's 1997 film and that perhaps Leonardo DiCaprio wasn't the first choice for the role of Jack.
I auditioned with Matthew, which was completely fantastic.
Would have been totally different. Southern
totally
accent Jack.
Film. It just wouldn't have been the whole Jack and Rose, Kate Lear.
Apparently, Paramount Pictures preferred Matthew McConaughey.
The McConaissance.
Can you imagine the Titanic with McConaughey?
I also
that doesn't work. He doesn't fit that era, I don't think.
I also don't know what he would have done. I picture him being famous later than that, right?
What was his first thing that broke him through?
I haven't even seen Titanic, so my film knowledge is not good, Pete. I'm sorry.
Was he in Dunkirk?
Yeah. Movie.
Hey, you go to him.com. Sorry.
Was
what?
He?
I know I was going to tell the people about the amazing prize attack thing, but
Mate, I
interrupted
my
bits.
Are you not enjoying my bits today?
Are you wrapping us up?
He was wrapping us up.
Mate.
I haven't told you my favourite bit. You'll love this, Tim. You've got two little munchkins in your family. You'll love this. If you've got a little munchkin who likes to write their letter to Santa to make sure they get what they want for Christmas,
cool.
A six-year-old boy has written a letter to Santa. Look, it's not your traditional letter, and his mum was quite shocked by this letter, so she's put it online. It says, "Dear Santa, I'm only doing this for the class. I know your naughty list is empty," which I think is naughty list. I know your naughty list is empty and your good list is empty and your life is empty. You don't know the troubles I've had in my life. Goodbye. Love,
whoa.
I'm not telling you my name.
Whoa.
Is that the greatest mic drop to Santa you've ever known?
I mean, just a little goth kid, right? Wow.
Your life is empty.
Your life is
so
empty.
So dark.
Cop that, Santa.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Okay, so I need to ask your advice here because I think I'm going to take a matter to the top and I need to know whether to take it to the top or whether you think I'm being unfair.
Okay, this is to management at the radio station because Caitlin is getting handsy again, isn't it?
No, nothing to do with
worth
that.
Worth a shot. Okay.
She would never get handsy. She's very polite, unlike other people in this room. Mm. So, on the weekend, it was my birthday.
Yes.
And we went out for a dinner, the whole family.
Yep.
And we decided to go to a really nice restaurant.
Yes.
And we hadn't been to this restaurant before. Actually, no, we had been to this restaurant a very, 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 very long time
ago. Can I ask, is it a celebrity chef?
It is a celebrity chef.
Oh, who are we talking?
It is the great Neil Perry.
Oh.
You know, he does Rockpool. He's got, we were at his yes. restaurant, Spice Temple. He's got yes. Rosetta. Lots of beautiful
Qantas.
Restaurants. Qantas. He's amazing food on Qantas, right? So one of the best chefs in Australia. His food is delicious.
Mm, Australia, not the world, eh?
Not the okay. world,
no,
mate.
No. Apparently our chefs don't measure up to world standards, according to Bickmore. Okay.
Anyway, we went to this restaurant. And look, I'll be honest, it wasn't probably, we shouldn't have taken
what
the kids.
What are you about? Oh, I was amazed at what you were about to
you
say.
You thought I was going to say it wasn't very good.
Yeah,
oh, no, it was absolutely delicious.
Okay, but kids, no, it's not
No, when I was there, I was thinking, they don't want our kids here. We don't want our kids here. Why have we brought the kids?
It is an interesting right? issue, should yeah. kids be at fine dining?
Yeah.
For another
and
time.
And I think, look, we had to, for lots of reasons, have them there. But I yeah. think in hindsight, for everybody else's and our own benefit, it would have been better if we'd left them at home.
Right.
However, they came. We were all there having a great time.
Yeah.
So we ordered the lamb dumplings, right?
Yum.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, gosh.
Now, if there's anything anyone knows about lamb, it is that lamb is moist, okay?
That's not the one thing I knew. I was going to say that it comes from sheep, but...
Yeah, you know that too. But it also holds a lot of liquid.
So you
when
reckon
you
that's
cook
the
lamb,
one thing they know. Yeah, the one thing that everybody knows, moist, okay?
Moist lamb. And I'm not going to say that word too many times because it disturbs me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we decided to order the lamb dumplings. They arrived and the lady, the waitress who went to serve them for mm-hmm. us put them down and we were like, oh, and they smelled amazing. And then she said, just a word of warning, they can squirt out at you.
With moisture?
The dumplings. And we're like, oh, okay. She was just be a bit careful. I was
the
like,
dumplings
right.
can squirt out. Okay. Oh, so when you take a bite in, they
I'm
explode.
Guessing, right?
Yeah.
So here we are. There's a plate of them in front of us. First one, I think, well, just in case it does squirt. It didn't sound like it was an urgent thing, message. It was yeah. just a possibly might just wanted to give you a little heads up.
Because they'd be hot too.
Right. So I pierced the dumpling with a chopstick and squirted a bit of the juice out. It was very juicy, right? And
yeah,
ate
the one
it.
Thing that everybody
delicious.
Knows about lamb.
Exactly.
Right,
moist. Delicious. Ate it, chowed down, all the rest of it. So then did I pierce the second one?
No, I went right in.
I was like, I'm so hungry. I just want to chow down. Put it in my mouth. And as I bit in to this amazing lamb dumpling, I got Neil Perry's dumpling juice all over my nice jacket that I was wearing.
You've been juiced by Neil Perry.
I've been juiced by Neil Perry. Look
I mean, people
at what
would pay
happened.
To say that sentence.
And look at what happened to my jacket. Here we go. There we go. Where is it? Let's see.
This looks like a beautiful silky kind of fabric.
Beautiful new jacket.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, look what's happened. Okay, all
That's
over.
That's a fair load of juice from
yes,
Neil Perry there.
And it was oily juice. Big, thick, oily, delicious juice, right? All
Whoa.
Over my jacket. So then Chris bites into his dumpling and it squirts all over the window next to him.
Neil Perry's juice is on the window.
Neil Perry's
this whole restaurant is just wall to wall Neil Perry's juice. And everybody in there.
And we were just looking at each other and I was like, oh my gosh, I said, what if you're on a date and you bit into that? You squirt into somebody's face.
Who would have thought you start a date and you end up covered in Neil Perry's juice?
So anyway, I was like, what is going on?
Well,
so
I can tell you what's going on, a juicing session.
But and it went from me going, now I've got to dry clean my jacket.
Hang on. What about you said you were with the kids. Are the kids covered in Neil Perry's juice
they
as well?
They managed to not juice themselves, weirdly enough.
How come kids are better at everything, you know? That would have been only telling the adults. They'd be like, the kids get it, right? But the adults.
Anyway, we finished our dinner. It was delicious. Got home. Didn't think anything of it. And then I brought my jacket into work and my gorgeous stylist upstairs. I said to Nat,
took one look at you and went, you've been to a Neil Perry restaurant, haven't you?
Do you think this will come out of the jacket? And she goes, no way. That's oil. That ain't moving.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
that
what?
Jacket, that looks expensive.
No, it's not that expensive. I don't spend money that much money on clothes. That's not the point. Don't undo the story now.
Well, I didn't.
Okay.
You did when you said it's not expensive.
Okay.
I was actually trying to raise the jeopardy of
anyway,
the story.
Anyway, what I've decided is
people
I
can't
think
see it. You could have just pretended it was
Neil
worth it.
Neil Perry should pay for my dry cleaning since he juiced on my jacket.
Yeah. Or
that's what I think.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
Do you think?
I think that's fair enough.
So do you think I could call Neil Perry and ask him to pay for my dry cleaning?
Yes.
Especially because they warned us. I figure if you know that's what your dish is going to do, then you got to deal with the consequences.
You're right, because that must have happened to so many people for it to come with a warning.
So 131060.
Have you been juiced on by Neil Perry?
No. Maybe should Neil Perry pay for my dry cleaning? 1360.
Wow. Give us a call now.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, we got a dilemma.
Yeah.
Yes.
Neil Perry's juiced on you, mate. You don't know what to do about it.
I went to a fancy dinner for my birthday and they warned me that the most amazing dumplings I've ever eaten were a little bit juicy and to be careful because they squirted on you. And I followed the instructions for the first one, but I didn't for the subsequent one. And
you got cocky.
I got juice all over my jacket. Then Chris got juice all over the window. And now I kind of feel a bit like, can you serve food that you know is going to do damage? Should Neil Perry pay for my dry cleaning?
That's the question you want to know.
Yeah.
He's good for it.
Do you reckon?
He's doing all right, mate.
I love your theory that they should set up a dry cleaner outside the restaurant. And so yeah. You purposely get juice. Then you go. Then they go, but there's a dry cleaner outside. Yeah, it's a one-hour dry cleaner. You can go get your thing cleaned. And there's a bar next to that, which he also owns. You can go there and have a drink while your dry cleaning's done.
Yeah.
And then they rejuice you and you go back to the dry cleaning.
They're like, who's that bloke with the ponytail working in the back of the dry cleaners? It looks like Neil Perry.
Karen, do you think I can hit Neil Perry up for dry cleaning bill or not?
No.
Oh.
Why?
Because the waiter told you that the dumplings can squirt. So why take advantage of that when the waiter told you? If they did it, then yes, by all means. But somebody's already told you to be careful and you abused that. Kind you went against that. So therefore, I don't think... Why do you think Neil Perry should pay when somebody's already told you?
I'll tell you why. Because he made the dumplings so bloody delicious that after the first one, I was so mesmerised by how yummy they were that I just dived in for the second and I just forgot.
But don't you think, in good terms, you know, if you spill food on your clothing, it means it was good food, right?
That's true. It's a good memory of delicious food eaten.
Can't have you ever been juiced on in your time?
No, unfortunately, no.
No, I mean, it is a delicious.
We've got Tia on the line. Tia, I understand you've got a dry cleaning tip for you. Tia, are you there? I understand you.
All right, so tell the story now, Tia.
I think you don't have to take it to a dry cleaner at all.
Why not? Why?
Because every time I have oil stain, I put a powder on the stain and then just leave it for a bit, maybe a day, and then you put it in a washing machine just as usual.
What powder do I put on it, Tia?
You know what baby powder?
Do you work at the dry cleaning outside the restaurant?
No!
What powder am I putting on it, Tia?
Just for the baby one, you know, like...
You know, like Vanish.
The powder?
Yes, I get it. Nappy sand. Okay, I'm going to... Oh, no, baby powder. Okay, baby powder, nappy sand, that's what I'm going to do tonight. Finally, I feel like we should just ask Jenna on the way out. Jenna, should I be hitting Neil Perry up for my dry cleaning bill?
I go on the basis you don't know if you don't ask, so yes, I think so.
This is great. Jenna, are you speaking from a woman of experience? Have you had...
Stop, please don't. Please don't go there again.
I did. I had a main meal spilled all over me from a wedding at a very... exclusive reception house, and I got it paid for. Yes.
Did you? What?
Yes.
Hold on. Okay, so there's a precedent here. Mm. Oh, mate. Do you like how Jenna told the story? She didn't have to use your foul language. She properly conveyed the story.
Mate. I just asked the question.
No, shh. Jenna, thank you so much.
You say my foul language.
I'm going to go. I'll let you know how I go tomorrow.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
See who's actually travelling around the nation at the moment.
She is. Awesome.
Zane. Zane, did you know, have you heard of Zaddy?
What?
Zaddy.
No.
It's like a term for like a hot dad. Like
a
dad.
Zaddy?
A Zaddy.
Oh, because Zane's now a dad.
Yeah, and they reckon it came from Zane.
A Zaddy.
So like cool dad. It's like a Zaddy.
Right.
Yeah.
So if I use the word lit that I've learned and Zaddy, that Zaddy is lit.
That Zaddy is lit.
And
they're going to go, who is that woman who appears to be covered in Neil Perry's juices using the word Zaddy and lit?
Better than the word of the year we discovered yesterday, quasi, Kiwi and Aussie together. What is that?
Nobody has ever used that word. Whatever they say, now it's been used so commonly. I'm like, I've never actually heard it before.
Speaking about lit, though, my girlfriends at school were listening to that talk break that we did a couple of weeks ago on lit, and now we're actually all using the term lit together, women in our 30s and 40s. It's really fun.
Yeah. I still love that tattoo of the scooter that The scooter spells out the L and then it's IT on the back of the guy's leg.
That's right. You did show me that. It wasn't that good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Some shows finish with a bang. Others just fizzle out.
With a whimper. Gary and Tommy back tomorrow for Mount Franklin Lightly Sparkling Water in a Can. Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.